Tucker Pullman and Josh Morrissey, how have they been able to find a little bit more chemistry in the last little stretch?
Well, I think they work at it. Like, Josh is and Tucker, they're talkers on the bench. They're trying to learn how to play off each other. That's a really big part of it, especially when we're not talking about 600 game guys, that you can almost throw anybody new with them and they know their game and they're not going to change. Josh is still growing his game. Clearly, Tucker is learning the NHL game. Josh is a very bright man and has figured out, I think, quickly the probability of what happens next, right? When he touches a puck, what's he most likely going to do with it? You have to react on that a lot. So they talk on the bench an awful lot. They both skate very well. This is kind of experience with each other, and they'll start to learn what's most likely going to happen when they touch the puck.
What are some of the biggest challenges specific to MacKinnon? I mean, we know time and space for everybody, but the level he's played at the last couple of years.
So time and space is about as valuable as it is against Connor McDavid, right? I mean, he's not sneaking up on anybody anymore. You know what he's capable of doing. So even if you get that time and space right, he's still gets by you. So he has a physical strength element that is so unusual at that rate of speed. Make sure then if he does, and he will, beat that defender, beat that first player, that you've positioned off him well to recover, that you might get a second defender in there before he gets to the net. But his acceleration from a standstill position is, I think, it's the best in the league.
Paul, maybe just to follow up on that description, would you say that based on what MacKinnon has done since spring, is he in a category with McDavid? Are they?
Yes, I
have. From the rest of
I don't see the East enough regularly. I mean, clearly there's some great players over there. We see these guys a lot. I thought, you know, going back into last year, maybe parts of the year before, that for a stretch there over the last 2 years, he was the most dominant player in the NHL that I'd seen on the bench. He just was dynamic at a rate of speed, strength, minutes that he can take. You know, he's playing against the other team's best and score a whole bunch of different ways. So we would have, I don't remember when I had the conversation, but I did have it, whether it's in the coach's office, and this guy's the best player in the league. If he isn't, then we're talking about a point or two one way or the other, right? A degree one way or the other, maybe the best way to put it is depends on the night. You know, when he's on his game and at an A level, that he's going to get points.
So how much more do you and your staff have to pay attention to the details when you're preparing for him and also preparing your guys to deal with him during the game?
Well, when you have a dominant line, let's just do it from line. So if you're talking about Boston, or you get against these guys, or it's McDavid, they're going to look different than the rest of the team. Not because they're coached differently. It's just their skill set allows them to do different things. So they'll make the video an awful lot more. They're still running the same structure as Colorado, but in the offensive zone, they're going to look slightly different, right? They're going to control the puck differently. So if we could be good against that line, we don't have to show the four other lines and what they're going to do. I mean, if you can shut them down, you might be all right, right? Just take that approach to the rest of the hockey club. They make the video a lot, right? Those guys, we see them a lot.
Paul, Lucas Bisa, and you answered a question about him the other day, but for a guy to come in and play after not playing pretty much a whole year, is it rare? Like, did you expect him to kind of come in and do what he did, or do you expect to maybe have to take a little bit more time?
We knew that he was going to be practicing at a high level, which in some ways is almost, for certain players, almost better than playing in the American League. Like, so you're practicing with an NHL team, and you're driving, and you know those are your games. You get real good at it. I knew him from the World Cup, knew him from his time in Vegas, but the answer would have to be yes, that we are really pleased with how smooth he's made that transition, but not overly surprised by it. I think the thing is, we've asked him to do a couple of tough things. One, play a lot of hockey after you haven't, and then play it on your offside, even though he has some experience there. That's a real challenge. And we think there's possibly more there if we can get him back to his natural side, but right now we need him where he is.
Well, if someone hadn't seen Connor Hellebuck's recent starts, how describe his play then for you guys?
Just he's got all his bases covered right now in the places in the game where he should look quiet and should be just positional. He's really good at that. In his fight in traffic, and we've seen an awful lot of traffic on our team almost going back to LA, but beyond that, certainly in San Jose, I mean, there's just three guys in the crease all night, and he was able to find all of it. And then, you know, what's the thing that gets him truly noticed is the glove save on the turnover that it's just before we go down and score a goal and blow the game open and win the game. So he's in the quiet times, he's been quiet. There's lots of fight in his game. And then he's pulled out one or two where you're pretty excited about it. That save that he makes is the first time, I can't remember the last time the entire bench was up banging their sticks on the boards for a save. I just haven't seen that. Not that he hasn't given it. I'm trying to remember the last time I saw that. I don't remember. It's pretty good. Everybody appreciated that one. Yeah, I think the whole thing's just sad. That's the word that comes to mind. It's sad for people that have to deal with the words and the offense of what was said. It's sad that, you know, a kid would have to go to school and answer for not having a poppy because he's new to the country. That's just sad. And I got a relationship with Don, so I'm sad for him, and I'm sad we don't get to see him on Saturday nights. It's just the whole thing is just sad.